Let's break it down to get a better understanding. Programs and policies for farmers and ranchers, which most people think of when we're talking about the Farm Bill, take up a little more than 20% of the bill. More than two-thirds of the Farm Bill supports nutrition programs, like food stamps and healthy snacks at school. Conservation makes up 9%, and the remaining 3% includes programs to support things like organic agriculture, research at our universities, and forestry. Numbers help give a perspective, but here's the real question. What does the Farm Bill do for you? If you put milk in your cereal, or if you have a glass with dinner, the Farm Bill helps keep milk prices affordable. Without it, prices could eventually climb to $8 or more a gallon. Maybe you'd like to grill up the perfect steak. The Farm Bill provides a safety net for producers hit by natural disasters, like the early October blizzard. Without it, many ranchers could never recover from their losses, forcing them to leave the industry. That means that beef supply would fall, our prices would increase at the grocery store. Or maybe you're more concerned about our nation's bottom line. The 2013 Farm Bill eliminates direct payments to farmers for a $5 billion savings. And while not everyone farms or takes part in our country's nutrition programs, everybody eats. Consider this, one South Dakota farmer feeds about 155 people a year. Every hailstorm that wipes out a farmer's corn crop, every blizzard that kills a rancher's herd. Every time our food supply is impacted, you and I share that burden at the grocery store, at local restaurants, at the mall, and at the gas station. Maybe even more importantly, America has one of the safest food supplies in the world, and that is due in large part to the support of the community through the Farm Bill. Yes, the Farm Bill is a farm policy bill, but it's also a food bill. It's a forestry bill. It's a research bill, a deficit reduction bill. It's a jobs bill. It's a bill that helps folks from Seattle, Washington to Miami, Florida, from Union Center to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It impacts all of us every single day.